You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Swifty Nation lost its collective mind at 12:12 this morning. Is that right?
Yep. I wore orange to work today. I didn't have
the significance. There were 12 pictures of her.
It's her favorite number.
Wearing orange outfits.
Yeah. I don't know what's with the orange, but 12 is her favorite number.
I did not know that.
I thought it was 13.
Maybe
I
did 13. Too. Then why is 12 the showgirl? It's the 12 studio album. That's why.
Yeah. TS-12.
But why orange? Just because?
I don't know. But she drops these, what are they called, Easter eggs or whatever?
Yes, yes,
yes. And on her website, there were 12 photographs of her wearing orange.
Okay, so Carrie called me today. We had a lengthy discussion about this while I was at Walmart buying an orange shirt. Yes, that happened. And Carrie thinks...
Yeah, orange is my favorite color.
I love orange. Orange roses, by the way, my favorite. Carrie thinks that this is going to be wrapped into some sort of engagement announcement.
How did she make that stretch?
That was the leap. She goes, I was up at 12:12 this morning, and I'm telling you, I think that this has something to do with an engagement. And I go, I don't know about that. Oh my God, how exciting would that be?
Okay.
She did not disclose the release date of the album or any information about its tracks.
October.
Ooh, this is from New York Times.
Dan's news story.
Think about
was it in Dan's news story?
Thank you guys for listening.
But the New York Times is just now. That's what they just wrote.
I was doing research, Sam.
No, there's no research.
That's against the rules.
Yeah, I don't know.
Midnight's was dark blue. Reputation was black.
Yes.
Lover was pastel pink.
Draw the cat eyes sharp enough to kill a man.
What color do you get when you mix red and yellow?
I don't think
orange!
That's
orange! Oh my gosh! That's why it's orange! Our listeners are so smart. That didn't even occur to me.
You don't think that's it, Sam?
I don't think that's
it. That is 100% it.
Oh, yeah. From the text line, her new era.
Is the orange era. It's red and yellow. That is brilliant.
With old Travi poo-poo.
Stop it. Do not call him that. Which, by the way, did you see that hairy hunk of a bear man on the cover of GQ magazine?
No.
I need you to look up the photos right now. We also had a conversation about this while I was roaming the aisles at Walmart. He is like the GQ sexiest man guy, and there's this whole... photo spread of him. Some of them are like fun, cheesy photos, but others are, you know, she got herself a handsome boy.
Well, he better keep lifting weights when he gets out of football or he's going to get fat.
Do you see the photos?
Yeah, I see them.
I mean, in some of them, he looks like a big old hairy bear.
Well, in one of them, he's actually wearing like a coonskin hat.
I know it.
Is he holding an alligator?
Okay, but did you see the one? He's holding something, yeah. Did you see the one in the ocean with a, he's wearing a safety vest? Yes! That is an alligator, by the way.
Why is he wearing a safety vest in the ocean?
I don't know. Some of them are fun. He's on one of those little, what do you call those things? I'm not going to ask you guys anymore because I asked yesterday and you made fun of me. What do you call the thing that you stand on? It looks like a skateboard, but it's got water underneath it.
A surfboard?
No.
Paddleboard.
The one that goes, you go flying up in the air, and if you fall, you die. It's jet propulsion.
A jetpack?
Yeah. There's one of him on one of those jetpack things. But the title of the GQ article is America's Sweetheart, Travis Kelce. He's so cute. He's just darling. But he does kind of look like a hairy bear.
Yeah, well...
Oh my gosh, of course it's red and yellow makes orange.
I just love watching all the Swifties like freak out.
She is brilliant and I cannot wait.
I got a lot of grief in the newsroom today when I said out loud that I thought Taylor Swift is smoking red hot.
You think
hot.
She is absolutely beautiful
and
I do too.
Oh my God, you know. You can appreciate somebody's beauty from afar.
You absolutely can.
You know, just like you know that Travis Kelce's a handsome man.
Yes.
I said out in the newsroom, I said, I think Taylor Swift is smoking red hot.
She's beautiful.
And the sports guys lit me up. Lit me up. Am I wrong or am I right?
That is all that we will say about
that. You've never been a jealous person, and I don't think T's a jealous person either. You can make a comment that someone is attractive person. No.
I'm not leaving T for Taylor Swift.
Not even that. But I'm just saying you can make a comment. You're secure enough in your relationship. You can make a comment that you think someone is an attractive person, and no one's going, what do you mean by that? You know what I mean?
I'm not blind.
No, I know. I know.
You know, I think Diane Keaton is a very attractive person.
Mature
woman. Yes.
All right.
Did it get awkward in here?
No. Did not.
The 50-something guy saying that the 30-something gal is super smoking red hot?
No, I think it's fine to appreciate someone's beauty.
Yeah. I hope they do get married.
Oh, man, I do too.
I mean, they need to learn the mistakes that we've learned.
I love watching two people that are just happy. It's just joy. We should all be celebrating joy. Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, celebrate the joy.
Did you ever pay up that $100 bet?
No, he didn't. He still has $100.
There's a lot of $100 bets I haven't paid up.
Oh. Okay. Yep.
From the text line, Scott Parks, you are nuts. She is not good looking.
We are not going to even entertain this conversation on the air.
That's why I was like, okay.
She's brilliant. She moves government's GDPs. I mean, my God.
That is true.
She is brilliant, and I love her, and we are moving on.
Okay. When women take into account a man's hobbies.
Okay.
What is the most attractive hobby that a man can have to a woman?
Golf.
No. What?
You asked me. I'm telling you. That's
yours.
You asked. I am a woman. I'm the only woman on the show.
You're the only
woman.
And you
said, what is the attractive hobby? Is it fishing?
For women in general.
Okay. Is it fishing?
No, it is not.
Yeah, we're playing Family Feud here, not Dana Feud.
Is it hunting?
No.
Attractive hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like motorcycles?
Knitting.
Good grief.
Oh, cooking.
No. Yeah, cooking. Number four.
Cooking is number four. All right, wait. Let me now actually think about this.
Okay, thank you. And I have the top five in front of me.
All right, cooking is number four.
We also know what the most unattractive hobbies a man can have.
Yeah, chewing Golfing. Tobacco.
No. Chewing tobacco is a habit, not a hobby.
All right. Okay, so cooking is number four. Attractive hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Is it pickleball? Is it physical fitness?
Okay, I'm
working out.
No, none of those are in there. Number five,
Philadelphia
is a wonderful city, state. Number five,
yes,
is woodworking.
Woodworking,
you know, whittling. You know, whittle you a neckerchief holder, like in Boy Scouts.
Who did they survey? I'm already going to tell you this. I don't buy this.
The survey was conducted by Date Psychology.
He's a whittler.
What
does he whittle something in one day? No, he whittles it whittle by whittle.
What does he do that turns you on? He whittles. He whittles like no one else I've ever
heard. I looked
heard.
Across that room and I saw him with that knife.
And that block of wood.
It's not just whittling.
I cannot believe that is on the list, but keep going.
Woodworking is whittling, whittle by whittle.
Whittle by whittle, we're whittling.
Is number five.
Okay.
Cooking is number four.
Okay.
All right, now you're going to agree with this one. Playing an instrument is number three.
Oh, yes.
Nothing gets T more worked up than watching me play the drums.
Okay.
Did not need to know that.
Learning a foreign language is number two.
Speaking a foreign language would be very attractive.
And number one.
Okay, but that's not really a hobby, but go ahead.
Reading.
Oh, of course, reading.
Reading is number one.
Throw that list
out. Would you care to guess the three biggest turnoff hobbies that men can engage in where women are repulsed?
Like WWE wrestling?
No.
NASCAR things?
No. They all, by the way, start with the letter C.
Cornhole?
No. No.
You take that back.
Here are the three. Are you ready?
Chess?
No.
Okay.
Cosplay.
Okay, yeah. LARPing, yeah.
Comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three biggest turnoffs
that
a man can engage in.
Making a boatload of money is a turnoff?
No,
or
I
losing
think
a boatload of money?
Talking about making a boatload of money is a turnoff.
By the way, I didn't have just the top five. I had the top eight. Turn-ons. Hobbies.
Okay.
So number eight is photography.
Okay. Anything in the arts, sure.
Number seven, writing.
Writing.
Mm-hmm. And number six, painting.
Love it. It's all arts, except whittling. I don't know why. Like,
why
woodworking,
are you so...
I can understand.
What? Woodworking is carpentry. It's building things.
Whittle by whittle.
Okay.
Get out.
Okay. Well, I stole your joke.
I know. It was funny when I said it.
And it was funny when I said it, too. 913-586.
Oh, are we doing terrible jokes today?
Yeah, 345.
Okay.
345 this afternoon. We will do terrible jokes. It's been more than a month. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Story here from the Associated Press. Delivery drones are so fast, they can zip a pint of ice cream to a customer's driveway before it even melts. Yet the long-promised technology has been slow to take off in the United States. More than 6 years after the FAA approved commercial home deliveries with drones, the service mostly has been confined to a few suburbs and rural areas. That could change soon. The FAA has proposed a new rule that would make it easier for companies to fly drones outside of an operator's line of sight and therefore over longer distances. A handful of companies do that now, but they had to obtain waivers and certification as an air carrier to deliver the packages. While the rule is intended to streamline the process, authorized retailers and drone companies that have tested fulfilling orders from the sky say they plan to make drone-based deliveries available to millions more U.S. households. Walmart and Wing, a drone company owned by Google parent Alphabet, currently provide deliveries from 18 Walmart stores in Dallas. By next summer, they expect to expand to 100 Walmart stores in Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, Orlando, and Tampa.
I believe Kansas City is also on the short list to be getting this technology. I don't know if it's specifically through Walmart and Wing, but I did see Kansas City mentioned.
In this story?
Not in that particular story, no.
Oh, goody. What could go wrong?
Here it comes.
What could possibly go wrong?
Also, is it a brag to be able to get a pint of ice cream from freezer to door without melting? Just put it in a freezer bag.
No, it's not.
Well, we flew it over here for 8 hours, still frozen. It's amazing.
When did we get so lazy?
Well,
you can't drive down to the corner store and get some ice cream in your car?
You want to talk about AI taking away jobs.
Even taking away...
Amazon delivery drivers?
Delivery drivers.
How many jobs would we lose?
Which, by the way, I was driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway last night, minding my own business.
Mm-hmm. See a pedestrian, did we?
I did see one, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in the shoulder of the road because there's no sidewalk mm-hmm. when you get out by K7. There was an Amazon. Are they like on a schedule?
Oh, yes.
Okay, this guy in an Amazon truck was weaving in and out of traffic like a lunatic.
I'm sorry to hear that, but we've heard stories that there are some delivery drivers that don't even have the time to stop for biological breaks.
To go to the bathroom.
Because they are on such a timed, tight, you have to get the stuff delivered schedule.
I've been told that they come into a particular establishment to grab their lunch items because that establishment doesn't keep them too long. Because if they're stationary for too long...
Is it quick?
They get dinged. Yeah, it's pretty quick.
While they're on their trip?
Yep.
Huh.
So I'm not surprised by that at all. I think they get like a quota of packages throughout the day and...
Well,
you don't get the packages delivered, you don't go home.
There was just enough room. I was in the middle lane on Shawnee Mission Parkway, three lanes each side. And I was in the middle lane. There was enough space between me and the guy to my right, who was ahead of me just a little bit of a ways, there was just enough room there to fit one Amazon delivery truck. And he took it and literally cut me off. Now, I didn't give him the bird. I'm way past that. I'm not giving him the bird. I'm not following him. I couldn't care less. He didn't hurt me. I didn't die. We're fine. But he was, I mean, he was driving like that all the way down Shawnee Mission Parkway. Whenever there was just enough room for his truck, he took it.
To your point about when did we get so lazy, like 5 years ago.
Okay, let's talk about lazy because this story was in my stack yesterday. We forgot about it. And then I texted Scott last night and this morning and said, do not let me forget to bring this up today.
Oh, sure.
So, Sam, you are a huge proponent of letting the kids go outside and play.
Yeah.
Because we are getting fatter. We are getting lazier. We are addicted to our phones. There is a woman, and I think it was out of Virginia. Child Protective Services were called four times to investigate her because she let her kids play outside. Keep in mind, she did not let them play outside in the middle of the highway.
Now, where was this?
She just let the kids play outside. It's making the rounds, and yes, it is in Virginia.
Okay.
The woman's name is Emily Fields. She is a mom in small town Virginia who responded to this author's call for parents willing to speak about their interactions with Child Protective Services and about why such laws are necessary. And I'm not here to say they're not, because they are. Virginia unanimously passed in 2023 something called its Reasonable Childhood Independence Law. Let's look that up. Reasonable Childhood Independence Law. He writes, this letter is presented as a stark example of how little trust our country has in its parents and children anymore, and how misanthropic neighbors can weaponize the state at will. Here's the letter. Myself, my husband, and our three children, aged 12, 11, and 9, moved to Southwest Virginia in 2017. When my youngest began walking, I would let the three of them play in the backyard in our small rural community while I gardened or read outdoors.
Okay.
There are no forested areas. Our four unfenced yards all meet together, the neighbors. Our new neighbor had already said the kids were welcome to play in their yard as well. In the spring of 2018, we received our first visit from Child Protective Services. A neighbor called to report that my children were unsupervised and that I was allowing a baby to climb the front porch steps by himself. I laughed and gestured at my toddler and said, yes, I admit it, he is allowed to walk up steps. That time, it did not result in a formal investigation, but they did come in and investigate our home for food, bugs, toys, etc.
Reasonable childhood independence laws aim to protect parents from accusations of neglect when they allow children reasonable freedoms like walking to school or playing in a park unsupervised. These laws clarify that neglect should only apply to situations of obvious, serious danger, not everyday independent activities. They are gaining, let me finish real quick.
Sorry.
They are gaining traction in several states. Utah pioneered the movement in 2018. Missouri passed similar legislation this year.
Otherwise known as free-range parenting laws.
But I don't even call this free-range, Sam.
I don't either.
Keep in mind, Virginia passed this law in 2023, and I'm guessing it's because of this case. In 2019, they had their second visit from Child Protective Services. Again, someone had alleged the children were inadequately supervised because they were playing in our yard. This time, it resulted in a formal investigation. I was told people would be driving by our house periodically to make sure I was supervising the kids as they played.
What?
Listen to this. During that visit, I was told that children should never be left alone inside or outside, even in their own bedrooms, until they were 13 years old.
Okay. Okay. Stop.
She goes into the third visit, which was May of 2021. By then, it's just a bitter neighbor, I think.
Left alone in their room until they're 13?
During the third visit, the social services worker acknowledged that our home was clean, the children were happy, well-fed, polite, and well-spoken, but again said the children needed to be supervised 100% of the time when outdoors.
If my parents were arrested for every time under the age of 13, I went out and played with my friends, not even close to the house, my parents would be in prison for the rest of their lives.
I mean, I would be furious. Listen to this. Since the time, even within the legislation window that we helped pass, she writes, Scott, this family helped pass this legislation.
Yeah.
My kids are hesitant to exercise their independence because they're worried someone with a badge is going to come to that door. It happened four times. How would you not be stressed out?
Generation X, and I don't mean this as parents, I mean this as people who are passing these laws. Generation X is the worst. And I say that as a member of Generation X.
She writes, I've equipped my kids with a license, in quotation marks. They keep it on them when they roam our small rural neighborhood. It says across the top in big bold letters, my parents know I am here. It includes information about Senate Bill 1376, which is Virginia's reasonable childhood independence law, as well as my name and phone number.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. So as Dana mentioned, Travis Kelce is on the cover of GQ. Lots of photographs. Lots of photographs without a shirt on.
He's a big, hairy, handsome bear.
And he did, there's a lengthy article as well. And Travis Kelce acknowledges that he could have done things better over the last two seasons. Quote, I think I might have slipped a little bit because I did have a little bit more focus in trying to set myself up. And opportunities came up where I was excited to venture into a new world of acting.
Called it.
And being an entertainer. I don't say this as, quote, I shouldn't have done it.
Right.
I'm just saying that my work ethic is such that I have so much pride in how I do things that I never want the product to tail off. And I feel like these past 2 years have not been up to my standard. I just have such a motivation to show up this year for my guys. Asked what his motivation for 2025 is. And I quote, win a Super Bowl is the only goal.
Yeah.
It is the only goal. It is every goal. The word retire and retirement never appear in the article, but the author of this story says it while it doesn't appear in the article, it continues to feel likely that Kelce would have walked away if the Chiefs had won their third Super Bowl in a row. Okay. A story here from NBC News. 13 citizens of the Dominican Republic have been charged with scamming 400 grandparents in the United States out of $5 million collectively by posing over the phone as their grandchildren in need of help, sometimes targeting the same victims over and over again, according to federal prosecutors. Grandparents in Massachusetts, California, New York, Florida, and Maryland received calls from people saying that they were their grandchild and had just been in a car accident or arrested or were in the midst of another emergency, according to Leah Foley, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts. Their goal was to trick the seniors into handing over their life savings to help their loved one. In many instances, Ms. Foley said the defendants called panic victims again and again, feigning another emergency to push for more money. Prosecutors say the defendants ran a sophisticated criminal enterprise from organized call centers in the Dominican.
Have you seen on most websites now, banking, even some of the police department websites I've seen, at the very top it now says in bold, a reminder, we will never call you and ask you for fill in the blank. Another big one going around right now is jury duty scams.
That came out last week.
And it was Clay County? I think it was Clay. One of our counties issued an alert and it said people are being called and it looks like the number is coming from the courthouse and it says you didn't show up for jury duty. There's going to be a warrant for your arrest. You need to call this number and give us your credit card and pay the $80 fine.
Yep.
And let me tell you, they're not after the $80. They're after your bank account. And some of the sheriff's departments came out last week and said, we will never call you and ask for your credit card, even if you miss jury duty. That's not how they handle it.
It's Jackson County.
My God.
Here's the story from Fox 4. Officials in Jackson County, Missouri, are warning residents of a jury duty scam that is circulating. Quoting here from a spokesperson in a news release last week, the 16th Judicial Circuit of Missouri cautions the public to be wary of a recent phone scam that falsely claims that people will face punishment for missing jury service. The scammer may use the name of an actual Jackson County Circuit judge. That's not hard to find.
Nope.
And the call may appear to come from an official number. County officials say the scammer tells you to pay money over the phone or through a website to avoid being arrested. The story goes on to say the 16th Judicial Circuit does not threaten to arrest people in connection with jury service, and it does not ask anyone to pay fines over the phone. If you have questions, call this number, and they provide a number for you to call. You know, I would say, how do people fall for this?
Well,
except I fell for it.
Right.
I fell for the Microsoft IT scam. We're here to help.
Which looked very legit, by the way.
They were there to help themselves.
To my money.
Nancy Miller.
Old Nancy Miller. Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hello, Jim.
The going rage now is the Kansas Turnpike and paying the toll, or the Kansas deal saying that you owe money for speeding tickets. And there's another one going around that involves the state of Kansas. But as it comes up in my phone ID, it comes up with an area code that isn't anywhere in the state of Kansas.
I don't think it's anywhere in the United States.
Well, we've got to be careful of the Kansas, because it really looked official, and read official. But well, I know that it wasn't.
Yeah, that's I've actually gotten those, and here's how this works, folks. Just so, because I know you called your kids, I called mine. If you get a text saying this is the Kansas Turnpike and you owe X number of dollars, blah, 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 that is not how the system works. Now, granted, they've gotten rid of the toll booths. Those don't exist anymore. What they do is they photograph your license plate.
Yes.
And as you're going through, you know, whichever the stop is, you know, let's say you're going, my usual travel is to Wichita and back home. So they'll snap your photograph of your plate when you get into Wichita, okay? Then they'll snap it when you get off in Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
And then they'll send you a bill in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Whatever address is aligned with that license plate.
I've also gotten an email, and I'm going to be honest, I don't trust it.
You shouldn't.
I've also gotten an email, and yesterday we had an actual police officer texted me and said, hey, everything okay there? We got a 911 call from that location.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was to reply with my middle finger because it was a scammer. The scammers are now saying, hey, are we still on for Tuesday? And you go, I'm sorry, who is this? Well, now they've got you. They know it's a real number, and the back and forth starts.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody said, hey, we got a 911 hang up call, everything okay there? My first thought was, this is a scammer.
Isn't that sad though?
It's so sad.
But that's where we've gotten.
Yep.
By the way, it is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. It's been more than a month since we've done Terrible Jokes. This is the text line number to send in your terrible but arable, keep that in mind, arable jokes. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Send in your jokes now. We'll get to Terrible Jokes in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. I hate this phrase. It's a little cliche, but it's been a minute or a month. The text line is 913-586-7798. Remember, your joke has to be terrible, but it has to be arable.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it above board.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's going on,
buddy? Did you hear that Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are dating?
No.
Yeah, turns out he's taken.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you once I was considering becoming a dermatologist?
Really?
I didn't. I didn't want to make a rash decision.
Hey, Dana.
What?
From 1639. I'm going to try to not screw this one up. Why is it that chickens can only make one sound?
Why is it that chickens can only make one sound?
Because they can't think outside the box.
Because? Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
You know, I invented an ATM that only gives out coins.
Really?
I don't know why nobody ever did it. It makes sense.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana.
Did you hear Ted Danson is going to portray astronomer Carl Sagan in an upcoming film?
Really?
Yeah, they're going to call it Dancing with the Stars.
Sam.
Yes?
Oldie but a goodie here. What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
I don't know.
Nacho cheese.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, they just passed a new law in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You can no longer laugh out loud in public.
Okay.
You have to keep it to aloha.
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 Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did you hear that for a while Houdini used a lot of trap doors in his act?
No.
He was just going through a stage.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
You know, I used to be young, dumb, and poor, but through dedication and hard work, I'm no longer young.
Hey, Scott.
Okay, the guys who are writing in about the sectional sofa, we can't read that joke no matter how many times
we
you send
it. We are going to do an off-air at some point, ones we could not read. Okay, but today is not the day.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, man.
Did I tell you I just read a very long article on Japanese sword fighting?
No.
Let me summarize it for you.
Okay. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What's the best part of Switzerland?
What is the best part of Switzerland?
I don't know. I've never been, but their flag is a big plus.
That is true. Sam.
Yes?
What do you call a pile of cats?
I don't know.
Meowton. I'll see myself out.
Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I once worked for an Indian restaurant and they were so secretive I had to sign a legal agreement that I wouldn't share their flatbread recipe?
Wow.
It was just a standard non-disclosure agreement.
Hey, Dana. What do you call a dead parrot?
What do you call a dead parrot?
Polygon.
Oh.
Nudist colony joke. Very funny. Can't read it. From 10:05. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Which one is faster, hot or cold?
I don't know which one is faster.
Hot, because you can catch a cold.
Hey, Scott.
I'm out. Yeah, Sam.
The other day, I gave away all my dead batteries. And it was free of charge.
Sam.
Yes.
Did I tell you I once worked at a sweater factory?
No.
It was a tight-knit community.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What is the word for diarrhea in Germany?
What?
Nonstop pooping.
Scott.
Yes.
Did you hear a tour bus going to Elvis's Graceland mansion crashed?
No.
No one was injured, but the passengers were all shook up.
Sam. What's the German word for constipation?
Oh, I don't know, Scott.
Far from pooping.
Far from pooping. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Did you hear that Hulk Hogan had to battle a lot of mental health issues?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had to WrestleMania.
Hey, Scott.
Get
did I tell
out.
You someone threw a jar of mayo at me at the store today?
No.
I was like, what the hell, man?
That's a good one.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
I told a joke during a Zoom meeting today and nobody laughed.
Okay.
Turns out I'm not even remotely funny.
Dana.
Yes?
What do you call a cult that's hard to get into?
What do you call a cult that is hard to get into?
Difficult.
Wow. By the way, the chicken underwear, no, we cannot read that, but thank you for sending that one in.
Sam, I went over my insurance policy last night.
Yeah.
Do you know, it turns out, if your blanket is stolen in the middle of the night, you won't be covered?
These are really good.
There's some really good, but you have to work through the ones you can't read on the air. That's the problem. It's all too easy. Dana, what's a pirate's favorite restaurant?
I don't know, Scott.
Would it be Arby's?
Hey, Scott, did I tell you I once paid $20 for a Prince concert?
No.
Yeah, and then I partied like it was only $19.99.
Nice.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Sam?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know, but where do ye?
Right where ye left him.
All right, the news is coming up in just a moment. Nice work today, gang. Nice work. Good jokes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We'll see you after the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.